Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGroarty with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Managers of the McKinley Wildfire Response near Willow now estimate that at least 80 structures have burned in the over 4,300-acre blaze along the park's highway. Lesser winds have slowed the blaze, but Incident Information Officer Cale Casey says it's burning deep.
This tundra is very, very dry. It's going to take a very, very long time for the firefighters to secure all this edge that we need to secure. So if you're at home wondering if this is going to be a quick pass and you can hopefully have everything clear up in a couple days, we're just getting to the point where we're not seeing any moisture in the forecast. We know this is going to be a long duration event.
Casey says an additional 5 crews are joining the effort. Meanwhile, assessment teams are going through areas burned over since the blaze began Saturday, determining the extent of damage to homes and other property. An evacuation order remains in effect, and traffic continues to be restricted on the park's highway between Willow and Talkeetna, with pilot cars escorting vehicles through the fire zone. The McKinley Fire is one of 2 in the MATSU and 6 currently staffed in the state. The others include 3 on the Kenai and 1 in Southwest Alaska. The activity is very unusual for so late in the season and the result of this summer's abnormally warm, dry weather south of the Alaska Range. Meeting yesterday, University of Alaska Regents unanimously approved a motion to end financial exigency. Alaska Public Media reports that the vote overturns a declaration that allowed for the expedited elimination of academic programs and faculty. UA President Jim Johnson, who recommended the motion, says it reflects the recent change in state funding for the university.
You know, from $136 million reduction in 1 year to $25 in 1 year.
The Board of Regents declared exigency last month when faced with an unprecedented $136 million cut in state funding. But the governor changed course last week and signed an agreement with Regent Chair John Davies outlining a plan to reduce state support for UA by $70 million over 3 years. Johnson said he hopes efforts to transition the university from 3 separately accredited schools to 1 will allow for big savings.
Substantial administrative cost reduction across the university system, and also a reduction in the number of duplicative academic units across the university system.
The Regents' vote to end financial exigency was 10-0 with Regent Sherry Beretta absent. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGroarty.